Cards Weekly is presented by the Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
I want great teachers. I want guys that can communicate and relate to this new generation. And most importantly, I said this over and over again, our success is going to be predicated on the development of players.
Yeah, if you want a good team that's going to get better, well, you need a good team of coaches that will make them better. And in a way, that's the first game plan from the new head coach, Steve Wilks. Paul Calvisi with Cards Weekly on azcardinals.com. 20 assistant coaches hired and then introduced to the media this week, a little meet and greet, including the name cards. And, well, we couldn't resist getting to know a little bit more about the head coach.
So what do you think some of the first impressions will be?
Oh, yeah, they better strap it up, because one of the first things that they're going to realize is that he's an intense man. He's very direct. There's no gray. It's black or white.
Steve's really intense. Steve's to the point. If we're not talking about business, Steve can relate to anybody. But when we're talking about business, it's business.
For the last 20 years, I've been working for head coaches that were offensive-minded guys. And so this is my first opportunity with a defensive-minded head coach. And you can feel the intensity when he speaks.
He's definitely the man. He got that swag to him. You know, remind me a lot of Mike T a little bit. And as soon as they meet the guy and you get to talking to him, you're going to fall in love with him.
The players are going to love him from an accountability standpoint. He's a man of his word. He's going to do what he says. He understands today's players. He's gonna push them and bring them to a level that they haven't been to before.
Yeah, in terms of approach, there are two comparisons you hear a lot of. One would be Tom Coughlin, and the other, Larry Foote mentioned there, Mike Tomlin. Of course, the Cardinals will take either one of those, considering both those head coaches own Super Bowl rings.
Someone asked a question yesterday about college coaches. I'm just looking for a great coach.
Everybody wants to get a chance to be physical and run the football. And I think we know in this league you're setting up to throw the football. But you have to appease the big guys sometimes, allow them to just put their hand in the dirt and then just move forward.
You learn a lot about the players, and I think you just kind of adapt on what those players do best, and that's where it's all going to start in our offense, is how much can our quarterback handle, and then adjust accordingly to your personnel, that to the supporting cast around him.
And we all know the quarterback question is out there. In fact, no one knows better than the quarterback's coach, who's going to have three or four new quarterbacks this year. So we asked him,
what do you hope they say about you as the quarterback's coach?
I don't really care what they say, because I know I'm going to be truthful. I'm going to be with the guy. You know, the guy know I'm going to work him hard. When you care about the player, they can begin to care what you're saying to them. The players don't begin to listen until they know that you care about them. And I know that from being in the locker room.
Throughout my career, I've heard coaches say this, that when you have great players, you really don't have to really coach them. And I think that's just the opposite. When you have great players, to me, you got to coach them harder.
And no question, the assistant coaches are expected to do just that. But we'll leave you with what we can expect, because we asked David Johnson's position coach whether it's true. Can an entire team take on the identity of their head coach?
True. Most good teams I've been around, that's exactly what happens. They take on the identity of the head coach, his personality. And this one will be no different. He's business. He's very attention to detail. And things are going to happen fast.